adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, buddy. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Lisa Durgan is our guest tonight. Lisa is a, she is just a flirty handful. She really is. She was on here. Is she on the show? Hasn't been a year. Yeah. Has it been a year?
A year ago, December. That's what Ann came in and said.
Okay, but if you say a year ago, months from now, doesn't that seem kind of weird? Like, you know when we have our goofball callers go,
yeah.
Well, I'm going to be 15 and 9 and a half months. You're closer to 13, you idiot.
Right.
Sorry.
But
go
as
ahead,
kids,
Lisa.
You always wanted to add that half,
yeah.
Year and a half.
Right, so we've seen you like 7, 8 months ago, right?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Last
you're
winter.
Right. You're right.
Huh?
Yeah, you're right.
Well, it's good to see you again, baby. It's been too long.
Has it been too long?
Yes. Lisa's hosting Race to the Altar, which is on NBC, and it's on Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock. And the second episode airs tomorrow. Do we sound too clear tonight? Is that possible?
No, that's you.
Is this me? All right. Lisa's a little intimidating because she's very beautiful, and she golfs real well, and she's into sports. And you're like one of these girls who are into sports guys, too, right? You like sport guys?
Yeah,
sporting
I do.
Guys? Why?
Yeah. I just like a great guy.
Yeah. Who's really good at sports? Yeah?
No, it doesn't have to be a guy that's just into sports.
But let me ask you this. If you saw a guy, if you're playing catch, or you just saw your guy, and you saw him throw a baseball, it was one of those things where his elbow was out in front of his hand.
Oh,
when he
it would
threw
look really
it,
awkward.
Know? It looked really weird.
You know
throwing
what?
A shot put.
Wouldn't it be weird? Would that be weird
that
for you?
That would be weird to me.
A little bit of a deal breaker?
I got to tell you, if they have a really horrible golf swing, that's a turnoff.
Uh-uh. What about a softball swing? Like, what about that thing where Drew punches the mic, what are we, a minute 58?
Record.
You know what I love about Drew? Even though I make fun of him punching the mic every night, he punches that mic every night. And tonight, and in our new studio, there's never any excuse anymore because our mics are exactly the same place. Usually I would take my mic, put it on my chest like it was a snifter of brandy, and then lean back like I'm in a dentist chair and try to fall asleep for 2 hours. I can't do it. And you would always say it's because of the way I held my mic that I didn't punch my mic. But now you still punch your mic, and our mics are in the exact same place. Okay? All right. Drew's very passive-aggressive. He punches his mic, he makes me yell at him, and then he grunts at me.
He grunts at you?
Did you see that grunt?
I didn't see the grunt.
But you felt it.
He's right next to me, and I didn't
see
it.
It's sort of like if I rode a bike and I was not good at it and I fell off, he would say, you're doing that to me. You're you're falling off every time just to annoy me. It's like...
Yeah, that's different than punching a microphone when you've been on the air for 20 years.
You guys are like an old married couple. Has anybody ever told you that?
Yeah. We're more like a dead married couple.
Mm, yeah. Almost dead.
No, you're dead to me, man.
Who's the female?
He's the bitch. True is. Because I'm the dude. Because I wear strap-on.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. That would not be...
I need to wear strap-on.
Well, it's just so I can... I mean, I beg your pardon.
The penis goes into the strap-on, so technically... You know,
just so I could feel. Come on.
Yeah, well, you like golf, right? It's like taking a penis mulligan. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know.
Well, I just mean not. You don't land every shot on the green, so you. Just what I'm. What do you think of those? You know, you ever sit up at like 3 a.m. and you watch those commercials for the Super Club? It's the last golf club you'll ever need. It putts. It drives. It's a wedge. It's a sand wedge.
So
it's a sprinkler
key.
No, I will watch those commercials. Like, three easy payments, $159.
Yeah.
I was like, what, really? It's a $700 club?
It's all a hoax.
Titanium wedge technology. You've seen the stealth bomber. Now bring that same technology to your golf game. I always love that one, too.
They're all a hoax.
Yeah, they're no good?
You just need to have a good game and have a good coach and just tweak it every once
in
a while.
But let me ask this. I know you love golf, and you like your guy to be good at golf. But there's plenty of, like,
just good enough. Good enough so I'm not waiting for him.
Okay, but let me see. Like I guarantee that the last 10 heavyweight champions of the world have been horrible golfers and have had an ugly-looking swing.
Well, I haven't dated a heavyweight champion, I haven't had to worry about
that. I'm just saying this is a bad yardstick to measure a man's manlyhood. Let him throw a ball. Let him swing a bat. Let him take a swing
like
at somebody.
I like to see guys I date playing baseball.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's a manly thing.
Adam feels like at least he has the possibility in his fantasy life.
Get somewhere now.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you don't have to be a golfer, but it's nice.
The door is not closed, you, Adam. It's all right.
All right. All right. Race to the altar. Let's talk about that. How's that work? What goes on there?
Oh, it's incredibly fun. I put 8 couples to the challenge of Pitcher Fear Factor meets the Newlywed Game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I've seen the commercials where people are jumping into tanks with chains on them.
Exactly. That's the ball and chain one. You'll see that one coming up quick here.
At least from the commercial, it looks pretty crazy, and that's coming on Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
The ball and chain one?
That's our physical challenge. Each episode has a physical challenge and a mental challenge, and the trick is these couples are already engaged.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to find couples. They're not married yet, but they're in the process of being married.
It was about one day into it, and already there was a lot of conflict emerging.
Oh, yeah.
My wife was into it immediately last week, and was like, are you going to get married?
Yeah.
Really?
Well,
the
mental conflict is overcoming sexual abuse. So what they do is they bring an uncle out.
Already revealed in the first episode. There's a couple that they've never, slept together yet.
Really?
And they're engaged.
Oh, man.
And right away, we put them up at the Venetian, and they each have their own room, and there was already conflict there. Did you see this? How
they can't stay in the same room?
Well, he was like, you knew this was going to be this way. And she said, I called ahead. This is not supposed to be this way. And so there was already tension with
you
that
mean,
couple
she
right
she called
away.
Ahead and wanted two rooms or?
Yeah, two beds.
Two beds.
Two beds.
I see.
So, well, I don't.
What happened?
They have these long, skinny pillows as a decorative item on the beds. So it was between them.
Oh, they made
whole,
like a partition?
The whole time we shot.
Drew and I do that, but he always finds his way through. That penis of his is like...
you called me.
Yeah, it's a divining rod. It can make its way through any pillow, any mattress.
Right.
Know. All right. All right, so that's Wednesday nights.
Yeah, 8 to 9.
I'm going to watch
NBC.
That.
You got it.
Why? Because they take couples, they put a chain and a cannonball on the end of the chain, they tie it around their ankles, and they drop them in a tank.
That's called ball and chain. Get it?
Yeah, I get
the
it.
Last physical challenge.
And then you drag them out the arms later.
To have and to hold.
Have, then it's a race to the funeral.
Race to the grave.
That one's a pretty intense one, and I can't reveal it before it's seen on TV, but that's that.
I don't know.
I wouldn't do half of the challenges I made them do. Let's just say that.
I don't know how they.
How do they prevent people from getting hurt?
We had
they
the same
waivers.
Team that Fear Factor,
But Joe Rogan sits here and goes, oh, no, somebody's going to get hurt on our show. We can't prevent it.
I've talked to Joe about that.
Stunt people. They have stunt coordinators.
It's they're real professional.
Well,
they run a tight ship with these. I mean, someone could get killed.
Yeah.
So they're.
Well, it's a combination of people signing waivers saying,
right.
Hey, if anything happens. And then after they sign the waiver, then they make things as safe as humanly possible. But there's always the opportunity that something could go wrong.
Oh, we all mumbled a million times. Has anybody ever been killed doing, nobody's ever been killed yet. So.
Yeah, it'll happen. And I'll slow things down a little bit, and then we'll be right back.
Is that how it works?
Yeah. I'll tell you, where do we get my show Paintball Karaoke off the ground? That's going to be huge. And then Celebrity Paintball Karaoke?
That is a great idea.
You know what other show I came up with today?
Yeah.
You're telling everybody your ideas?
Yeah, they'll know. It's on tape now. It's called, Vernacular, I think it is.
Yeah.
And we sit there, and it's like a game show, and we say, like, all right. The word is vagina. Go. And the first guy goes, coos. And the next guy goes, snatch. And eventually, it gets down to like jizz thermos. You know what I mean? It gets crazy until now there's a celebrity panel that says, no, jizz thermos. Buddy. Never heard that one. Now, if one's really good.
Yeah, I'd say one weird celebrity's going, no, I like that one.
If you can really sell one, then it's fine. But we do it with races. We do it with male organs. You can do it with anything. I mean, you could do it with home runs and stuff.
You could do it with a milk carton or something. You know what I mean? You
can come
with,
milk carton?
Things you find around the home that get called. But the point is it can be done with a lot of things.
Not milk carton, no. How many
inches
of milk carton you have, you idiot? What are you talking about milk carton?
But you know what I mean? You can find things around the home that have multiple names.
Yeah, you could do it for any sexual anything. But you could certainly just do it for like home run or... okay, one team beating the crap out of another team, any sports thing. Right. You could just keep going. You just keep going until somebody runs out of something.
Exactly.
It's got to be funny.
Then you could have put two sports announcers against each other.
Doing milk carton?
No, doing the one team beats another one.
Oh, all right. All right. Anyway, that's my name. And then the paintballs. You know what I'm saying?
You could combine them all in one show.
Milk carton.
Paintball vernacular.
Milk jug. Milk container.
Yeah. I mean, the point is everything's got multiple vernacular.
Except you pick the only one that doesn't have one. Shannon?
Yes.
You're 25?
I sure am.
What's up?
I got a brown nose real quick. Dr. Drew, you're the man for me.
Thank you, Shannon.
You inspire me to go back to nursing school.
Great.
Yeah, and I learned so much from you guys' this show. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Okay, now that's brown nose, and here's my question. After I have sex with my husband, I am very, very emotional where I just start crying and I cannot stop.
Is that only when you orgasm or no matter what?
It's like 20% of the time. And the last time it happened, it was a couple of weeks ago, and I can understand that time because I was pregnant. I still am pregnant. But I just want to know, why is that happening? Am I on this hormonal high and I come down it so quick?
Well, some women do that after orgasm. There'll be sort of a release associated with that. But you're saying it's just...
My ladies fake cry after they fake the orgasm.
No.
But do you have any history of trauma or sexual trauma or abandonment or anything that we should know about?
No, none.
So it's nothing about being intimate and close with somebody that's painful or potentially scary to you?
Oh, no.
What do you think it is?
I just think that maybe I'm just, like, kind of still in the middle of an orgasm, and I'm just so into it that I come down so quick, and my hormones are just like.
All right. Is it a sad crying?
That's what I was going to ask.
Or is it sort of like a release crying?
You know what? I don't know. I just cry. Yeah. And my husband,
you don't know? You can't feel the difference?
Well, you're not saying you feel despair at the moment you're crying.
No, I just shut up.
Then relax.
No!
And it's just a release. It's just one of them things.
Who cares? Don't waste our time with that nonsense.
No, come on.
Well, you know.
Maybe it's one of my fans who just abuse
milk carton.
Yeah, way more than any other standard caller.
You ever cry after orgasm, Lisa?
Well, I was going to chime in there and tell her... I didn't know if it was a negative thing or if she was just emotional. I mean, I've been so in the moment, and you're with someone you love, and that's the way it should be.
Sure.
Yeah, I've been really emotional from that, but that's because you're just so in love and you're feeling it.
Well, women too. It's a slow burning build. You know what I mean?
How would you know?
I know.
He's read about it.
I work on them bras for hours sometimes. Days, months. There's some projects I still have going since high school.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. I get back and work on them a little bit now and then. It's like, you know, it's like building a ship in a bottle. All right. Here's what I'm saying. It's like, for a guy, it's mechanical. It's like, once you're done, switch is thrown, you're back to whatever.
Right.
Thinking about sports, thinking about sleeping, thinking about eating, thinking about whatever it is you're thinking about. You're done thinking about sex. Oh, no, you're thinking about cleaning up. It's your thing. It's like you knocked over something. It's like, huh? What? Oh, jeez.
No, you're in your sleep. You knocked it over in your sleep.
Yeah, it's like you woke up. You knock something over, and it's like, oh, man. I shouldn't have left the chowder on the nightstand. All right, I got to
call.
You know, sometimes on a Friday, it's chowder.
No, I don't want to know.
Sure, do they have food days anymore?
Yeah, there's soup. The soup is particular.
Chowder's Friday, right?
That's so unattractive to hear.
Fridays, chowder?
The chowder part.
Well, you know how it is. You're falling asleep. You're eating chowder.
Your hand froze up.
Unacceptable flings out. Drew has a dream. He's punching the mic. His hand goes Nate?
Yeah, what's up, guys?
You're 20. What's up?
Not much. I had a question. I have two penile piercings. I have an aphidravia and a frenum. And the aphidravia I got about 3 months ago. And this one that goes from the tip of the penis right through the bottom.
Oh,
and
from the tip through the bottom. I mean, through the head.
Yeah, through the head, through the whole head, through your urethra.
But it doesn't go the entire length of the shaft.
No, but does it go in through the urethra?
No, it goes in the top of the head and out the bottom of the head.
Oh. Why?
One day I just got the idea to do it.
Yeah.
But by the way, isn't a greater piece of evidence for the fact that these behaviors are motivated by something?
I don't know.
If we watched a chimpanzee suddenly do something bizarre like this, we'd go, whoa, what, something motivated
that. Yeah, you just put him to sleep.
You wouldn't ask the monkey, well, exactly what, you know, what. Right. They get the same thing. I don't know, I just did it.
So
okay, well, it meant something made you do it.
It's right through the head of the penis, yes?
Yes.
Stem to stern.
Right through
fore
the
to
head.
Aft.
Right through the...
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Is it kind of going parallel to the floor or with the poles?
It goes parallel to the floor.
Oh, nice. That's nice.
So
I'm goes, still cringing. Goes, I haven't
it,
like.
It goes right set. To left or left to right. Rather
oh no
than
no,
up
this
and down.
One goes straight up and down, straight up and down.
Sorry. I told you, trying to hit against.
I call
parallel
it.
Is a huge word for a guy who shoves a crocheting needle through his dick.
Yeah, it is. Honestly, it is.
Do you understand, Drew? I know. We got dumb
doesn't
listeners.
Get in the way. I mean.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, but I actually the question was about that. Is I got it done about 2.5 months ago, and it is still really, really, really sore.
Mm. Right. Was that somehow
infection,
shocking to you?
Maybe?
Yeah, and
again,
it's not right.
That's shocking that a bar through your penis might hurt.
No, but it's good times.
Yeah, it is. But it hurts, and you can get infected. You can lose feeling in your penis. You can lose
yeah, and that was the question also I had. I had unprotected sex once with it, and I contracted a urinary tract infection. Is that going to be a problem?
It's not a urinary tract infection. That's an STD.
Really?
Yeah. When a guy gets pain when he pees after sex, that's an STD.
Man, I got to put him on hold. That hurts my penis. Oh, man. It wouldn't fit into the strap-on if I put that bar on it, Drew.
Yeah, but nice, you can put a couple of hooks on the end, and you can hook it onto the strap-on.
I don't want to think of this visual.
You know, it seems to lock onto it.
Use my dick for a tie-down.
Right, there you go.
Yeah. Lisa, you're straight. You're not into that.
I'm not into that at all.
No.
But to each his own. He likes it.
No. We don't like him.
I just don't understand what's the point.
Basically, what most of my patients say that have a lot of piercing and stuff, they'll say, well, if it feels good, they like the arousal, they like the thrill, but it's also like
self-mutilation.
Yeah, it's my body. I'm going to do it to me before anybody else does it to me. And these are people that have been physically abused and stuff. So.
Yeah. Hey, Nate?
Yeah.
What do you do? You work in a video store?
No, actually, I'm in the military. I'm in the Army.
Really?
Yep.
Can't that make you more visible to the enemy?
I don't know, actually. I mean, if I'm out fighting a war with my penis hanging out, maybe.
No, I mean...
It could happen. Why aren't you overseas somewhere where we can
actually,
feel safe?
I got stuck. I was at an Army base, and I got stuck on Homeland Defense instead of being shipped overseas.
Now I feel safe.
Oh, great.
Did you set off the metal detectors?
No, actually, I didn't. I thought I would because I have 10 piercing altogether, some big gauged earrings in my ears and stuff. And
don't they, wait a minute, doesn't the military have any code about big gauged earrings and things like that?
Yeah, they have rules with the haircut short.
Yeah, they do when you're on duty, but if you're off duty, it's pretty much what you can get away with.
You have your earlobes just sagging down, big gaping holes?
No. They're just little. They look small. I mean, I only have like 6 inches in there.
All right. Well, good times. What do you do in the military besides the Homeland
Artillery
Defense?
Man.
Oh, great. All right. See this kid up on a bell tower in a couple of years. All right. Good times.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Good luck.
It's going to be one of those Texas.
Well, actually,
Texas college things
the reality time. Is that
be up on the bell tower shooting coeds.
The kind of impulses that create the behavior of sticking spears through the penis probably better expressed through being in the military.
It's the
same thing, same impulse.
Yeah.
Go ahead, act it out in the military. That's fine.
Yeah, that's right. That's fine. Go ahead and pierce a guy's forehead and have it go all the way through to the back. I agree with that, Drew. Pfeiffer?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yeah.
Going on 4?
Oh, yeah. What happened when you were young?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
You just have that little girl voice?
No, I don't have a little girl voice.
All right. What's going on?
Okay. Well, my period stopped about a week ago, and then 2 days after that, I started spotting in the morning, and by afternoon, it stopped, and I want to know why, because I'm not taking any medication, I'm not any birth control or anything, but...
Are you used to your period being absolutely perfectly regular?
Yeah.
Okay, that's kind of unusual.
It is unusual for your age.
Yeah, most people have irregularities and spotting and all kinds of things.
So in the beginning,
what was abnormal was the fact that you had never experienced this before.
Yeah.
Now you're experiencing normal irregularities.
And I don't understand it.
There's nothing wrong.
It's normal.
So it's normal to spot like that? And if I've already completed like my 4 or 5 days?
Yes.
Sometimes stress will do that.
Stress will do it. Weight changes, changing your activity level, sleep patterns.
Especially weight change.
You know, maybe your puberal growth spurt came on later. I mean, you know, as you develop, when your period comes on at the first, usually it's very irregular with lots of spotting and even with pain and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So this is normal.
Yeah.
When did you start?
I started when I was about 11.
Mm. Yeah, she's been
so.
Wow.
that's early.
Are you overweight?
Not necessarily.
How much do you weigh?
I'm about 130 pounds.
No.
Have you ever fluctuated your weight drastically?
No, not recently. No, I've pretty much stayed at the same weight for about two years now. So
it's good. It's normal.
Why do you say not necessarily if you're not overweight?
Well, I mean, I'm a little, I'm a few pounds overweight, but I'm not like big or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wouldn't be that.
So it's all normal then?
Yep.
Okay, well, thank you.
If you have a lot of regularity, get checked just to be sure. You can have ovarian cysts, things like that can make irregularities.
Okay, thank you.
But at this point, it just sounds...
Sometimes stress is just the main thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if I stress out, I'll spot. Absolutely. I have to wear pads.
That's
week after my period.
That's stool, though. That's not blood.
Oh, God.
That's what I'm talking.
Yeah, I know.
Wasn't she talking?
No.
She was saying?
Blood.
Oh. Blood comes out of her ass?
Sometimes.
Oh, my God.
Lisa, what's going on? You all right?
Let's change it.
You on?
Let's do another poll.
Let's start over.
Topic?
Let's take is there any more callers?
Let's take a break and start over.
No. We got about another hour, 40 minutes. No callers.
Really?
Yeah.
So what do you want to talk about?
We're going to talk about stool. Drew's going to punch your mic while I talk about stool. Stool. Boo-boo. Stool would be a good one. For my vernacular
there
show?
There you go. Your show. We're writing your show.
That go on for years.
And it needs to be done sort of like Password was, too. Where they lean and go, BC.
ass biscuit. All right. Lisa Durgan is our guest tonight. She is a host of Race to the Altar. This is where they actually drown and kill young newlywed couples. This is Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock on NBC. Coming up, second episode tomorrow night. Take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Lisa Durgan is here. She's a former playmate, and you also know her from Fox Sports Net. She was a reporter on that for... are you still reporting
I'm
on that?
I'm anchoring still.
No, still anchoring on that. All right.
During Best Damn, it throws to me twice an hour, and I give you the news, scores, and highlights.
And now you can find her on Race to the Altar. That's Wednesday nights, 8 o'clock on ABC.
NBC.
What'd I say?
You said ABC.
Oh, yeah, it's natural.
Yeah.
I get my highlighter pen out here. you get to see young couples drown and then fight about it while they're drowning.
And beat the crap out of each other. Not just the between couple, but intra couple.
Yeah.
But isn't
good
that...
times. That's what it's all about.
It's what it's all about. And that's why our show, I think, is successful, because we get these engaged couples. They're already stressed. We're a slice of life watching what they're going through.
Yeah.
And doesn't life throw curveballs anyway?
People are suspended 8,000 feet over the strip. It's
great. Right.
Yeah. Once in a while, life serves up a curveball.
Yeah. So we're just doing it in rapid form. I'm serving them.
Let me say this. L.A., I drive around a lot. I try to listen to the radio out here. And I have mixed feelings about saying this because, we work for some of the radio stations, especially our mother station, K-Rock, out here. We have some of the worst radio in Los Angeles in the country. I believe.
Talk or music?
Music. It's horrible. Yeah. It's horrible. K-Rock, great station. But, I'm a little old for K-Rock. Let's face it. I don't drive around banging my head all day long. We now work at a station that has Arrow down the street. It's right down the hall.
Down the hall.
Just went down to the classic rock station. And heard him playing Bob Seger's old-time rock and roll. And usually we're hearing Legs from ZZ Top or Bad to the Bone by George Thorogood. And I think to myself, can't you guys play something decent? Isn't there any goddamn decent music in this whole effing city? Is there a station in this goddamn city that'll play some Elvis Costello?
You want to hear Elvis Costello?
Yes, I would. I'd like to hear someone decent on the radio. I really would. I can't take any more Bob Seger, old-time rock and roll. That song sucks. I can't take any more Maneater. I can't take any more. She's got legs. I can't take any more crap. And they play in their decent station in L.A.? I mean, K-Rock's great. Don't get me wrong. But what do we got?
Maybe there's a calling for you.
Somebody. Just play a little Elvis Costello on a rare occasion. I play a little John Hyde. Play
John
someone
Hyde.
Who's good. I want to hear someone who's good on the goddamn radio.
The only Elvis Costello song that I love is Allison. And I bought the whole CD, Greatest Hits, just for that song.
Yeah, but now you listen to it and you like the other songs, right?
No, I don't even play past the first song.
Okay. I'm just saying, L.A., worst radio in the country. It really is. I'd like to hear something decent in this. And if I go down that goddamn hall one time and hear Aeroplay, I'm just going to bust in there and light the place on fire.
Why don't you line up the next 10 songs for him?
I tried. I talked to the DJ. I said he'd get fired.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, we got to work this out, Drew, because I'd like to hear something decent. Wouldn't you? Little class, have a little blood, sweat, and tears coming out of that arrow.
Yeah,
huh?
Can we? Well, we can play that.
We're gonna play a little Lucretia McEvil. A little go down gambling.
We'll get in trouble again if we.
All right, we're gonna work this out. K Rock, great station, but a little Elvis Costello somewhere. One station in Los Angeles. One station. There's not one.
Yep. Time for another break.
All right. Where are we, Drew?
9-3.
What's going on? Old time rock and roll. Does anyone like that song? Like, who needs to hear "Bad to the Bone" one more time by George Thorogood? Anyone need to hear? Bah, bah, bah,
I can go without it.
Yeah, you don't need it. Don't need to ever hear it again. Yes, we recognize the song. It sucks. That's how we know it. Oh, that song. Yeah, I know that song. It sucks. I don't want to hear it again. Somebody play something. Jesus Christ, George Thorogood has good songs. It's not "Bad to the Bone." That's not one of them. Drew, I'm going to go down there and find out what's on right now.
All right, go.
All right, you're right.
Talk to Michelle. Michelle,
what do you think? What do you think it's going to be? It's going to suck.
Psychedelic Furs.
No.
They keep throwing 80s stuff in.
True, are you high?
They throw 80s stuff in at this time of night.
There's no classic rock's going to play. Oh, that's the theme of Taboo, too. There's not going to play any psychedelic.
I'm telling you.
They won't be playing that. Maybe they're playing Fleetwood Mac.
I'll bet you $1, and if I lose, I'll give you my house. Idiot. All right, I'm going to find it.
All right, Michelle, what's up?
I bet it's Freebird.
No way.
Yeah, no.
Too long.
Michelle?
Yeah.
Yes?
No, it's different. Okay. It's Michelle the caller. What's going on, Michelle?
Hello, is it me?
Yeah, it's you.
Sorry. Okay, anyway, Dr. Drew, I have a question.
Yeah.
My boyfriend's a doctor, and he has a phobia of contracting AIDS. And I guess through all his med school and everything, he, you know, they taught him about the different diseases and things, and this was one of them. And, so now every time that he sees, like, patients and stuff, he has a fear of getting AIDS. And he was performing a surgery on Friday of the week before, the week past, and he accidentally poked himself with a needle that he was putting the stitches on the patient with. Right. And he freaked out for, like, 2 days.
Yeah.
And until he got the lab back, he was then okay, but he still kind of freaked out. And I don't know what to do because he won't like want to touch me or kiss me, and he like wants to be alone.
Is he a resident currently?
No. He's practicing. I mean, he's like totally out of residency and everything.
What is his field?
All right, I'm back. By the way,
I'm sorry.
What's his field?
They're playing psychedelic first.
He's actually a psychiatrist.
No, they're playing Styx Grand Illusion. There's a song that blows. That song blows, just wild gas, just broccoli gas. Nobody likes any of these songs, do they? Ed, do they like them? They don't like it. Does anyone want to sit around and listen to "Grand Illusion" and then "Bad to the Bone" and then "She's Got Legs" by ZZ Top and old time rock and roll? Nobody wants to hear it. Play something decent.
That's
Jesus
true.
Christ,
Michelle.
Yes.
Yes. So he's what is he practicing right now? What field of medicine?
He's a podiatrist.
So he's not a physician. So
no,
he doesn't really not any training in this.
Hold on, isn't a podiatrist a physician?
No, it's podiatric school. They don't go to medical school.
They go to podiatric school.
So Michelle,
well wait a minute,
he doesn't really understand even what he's freaking out about.
Can
he's
they perform surgery?
He's going to therapy. You know,
he needs to go to therapy. He needs some infectious disease training, perhaps.
Yeah,
you don't count anyone as a doctor because you're a doctor.
Well, he didn't go to medical school.
Well, you can operate on a foot. Don't you have to have 11 years of education?
They don't go to medical school.
Well, what do they do? What do you got to do to operate on a foot?
They go to podiatric school.
Okay, that takes 10 years.
Yeah, he went to podiatric school in New York. But the bottom line is, I don't know what to do with him anymore.
He's like, in therapy. Go in and talk to his therapist with him, or maybe make a call to the therapist. or call the therapist and talk to them about the extreme anxieties he's manifesting. He may have obsessive compulsive disorder. He may have an anxiety disorder. He may actually need some medication. And at very least, he should educate himself a little more about the reality of HIV transmission and what his risks are and how, you know.
So, but
when I was in training, we had wards filled with HIV patients, and we would get stuff all over us all the time. And we just kind of deal with it.
Yeah.
And that's sort of how you sort of get desensitized to it in medical school.
So, but, yeah. Not a doctor. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Huh. Patrick?
Yeah?
You're 16?
Yeah.
Yeah. I gotta go find out what the next bogus.
I'll go this. It's bogus. Yeah, it's bogus.
Remember the next crappy song that Aaron's playing over there? No one wants to hear. I go over there. I bet it's gonna be a commercial. All right, Patrick.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I'm having troubles with my girlfriend. We're fighting because she wants to have a threesome and I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it's the other way around.
Yeah. Why? Why don't you?
Well, I don't know. I just don't feel comfortable with it.
All right.
Hear, hear.
And what? She's angry now?
Yeah, we're fighting about it.
Sounds bogus to me. I don't believe it.
I've never heard a guy say this.
Yeah, not only have I never heard a guy say this, but there's no affect in your voice. Nothing going on. We don't believe you.
What's going on?
How long have you been going out with her?
6 months.
Mm-hmm. Do you have sex with her?
Yeah.
Do you think she's going to break up with you over this?
I don't know.
Is she chaotic? Does she come from a chaotic family?
No, not really.
Has she done it before?
Yeah.
She's had threesomes before?
Yeah.
All right. So if you don't want to do it, don't do it.
All right.
Your partner should never make you uncomfortable.
He doesn't want a threesome. Who cares? What song?
I don't. You sent the nerd in there to figure out what the hell's on
there. Idiot.
Oh,
I recognize the song.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Can't come up with the name.
All right, come on.
Go on, you'll recognize it.
Are you guys going to make me go do this now?
You might have.
You could do a better job than I did. I was walking down the hall thinking, I'm not going to be able to name these songs.
Oh, jeez.
All right, let's take another call. Here's,
I've never heard a guy not want a threesome.
Yeah, that was a bogus call.
Yeah. So, do you get bogus calls a lot?
You can tell. If they don't make sense, there's no question, you don't feel any kind of emotional content. Julie 16, what's up, Julie?
Hi. I just heard you talking to a caller a few minutes ago about, you said that if a guy urinated after having sex and it hurt, that it was an STD?
If a male, yes. I specified male because with women, they get urinary tract infections commonly. And so if it hurts after sex, when you pee, it's first and foremost a urinary tract infection. If there's also vaginal discharge or vaginal irritation, then it would be more likely an STD.
Okay, So would that definitely be an STD then?
Who's that?
Because I
didn't say you. Hang on a second.
Yeah.
Who is that?
Oh.
Who is that?
It's Rod Stewart. I'm losing you. Yeah, it's a like Temptation song or something. Sucks. Yeah. Rod Stewart, by the way, sucks. Rod Stewart's got 3 good songs, but they're never played on the radio. They just play Maggie May and all that other crap.
I love Maggie May.
All right, but what about Passion or something like that?
You like that one?
No,
Maggie
Rod
May?
Stewart sucks. Well, he blows, and that song blows, too.
So, Julie, what are your symptoms?
It's just kind of constantly all the time. It's been off and on for a couple of years.
What is off and on?
Like when I urinate.
All right, Julie, are you sexually active?
Yes.
Do you see a doctor?
No, not for...
All right, you need to get regular pap smears. You need to be seen when you have symptoms. We're speculating about things you don't even know how to report what you're feeling. Women that have sex at a young age are at higher risk for cervical cancer. Cervical cancer is a potentially fatal illness. Quickly, you need to be on top of it, getting regular pap smears.
All right. I got to go in the arrow and find out what the playlist is now.
I'm
obsessing. I don't know if they're going to give it to us.
Why wouldn't they?
All right. I'm going to go find
it. Who's
that.
Day is just the DJ down there?
Yeah, Drew, you started diversionary fire. I'm going to go in there and grab the playlist. You know, I was thinking about these DJs. You know, I usually make fun of them and stuff. But he was making a pot of coffee back there during his shift. You know what I mean? Like, we can only do it during the commercials. Their whole schedule's one big commercial.
Right.
They're just like, Yeah, that was George Thorogood with Bad to the Bone for the third time this hour. What do we got coming up? Well, we got Old Time Rock and Roll by Bob Seger, and then Old Time Rock and Roll by Bob Seger, and some horrible, horrible Rod Stewart songs you don't want to hear. We'll be right back with that after this. And then they go make then a commercial. Then they come back, and they're like, now the extended dance version of Stairway to Heaven. And they just go back for another 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, and then every blue moon, it's like, yeah, it's 10:15. That's it. We got to do that, Drew.
Check on traffic.
I don't even think they do that at night. We got to get a nighttime radio gig.
You don't realize we do radio, but we do talk. See, we talk as we fill the time.
Yeah, we're going to work around that. Lisa.
Yeah.
You can be our first guest on our new show where we play music. We won't be talking to you. I'm going to go get the Arrow playlist because I can't stand that. Stand it anymore. And here's the other thing, too. I don't like classic rock playing What I Like About You by the Romantics.
I told you that. I've heard Psychedelic Furs.
No,
yes, I have.
That doesn't sound right.
That's not right. You know how old that makes me feel?
Isn't Pretty in Pink Psychedelic Furs?
Yeah, but that's not the right station to play that.
I'm getting a playlist. I bet there's no Psychedelic Furs on there. Lisa Durgan here from Race to the Altar, Wednesday nights, NBC. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Lisa Durgan is our guest tonight. Race to the Altar. Name of her show. Wednesday nights. NBC. 8 o'clock. That'd be tomorrow. Found out some disturbing news that our boss is the programmer for that station I can't stand. So I decided not to get fired. I did walk down the hall and hear Another One Bites the Dust by Queen and thought momentarily about killing myself. Anyone ever need to hear? Is anyone near? Who needs to hear Hotel California again? Anybody?
Oh, that's a great song.
You need to hear it again?
Yeah.
You do?
That's a good
you
one.
You haven't? 30,000 times, not enough.
I have the CD.
You like horrible songs.
You don't like Hotel California?
I liked it the first 300,000 times I heard it. I'm done with it now.
You're actively listening. I think some of these stations are starting to create a ambience.
Do you think Another One Bites the Dust was ever a good song?
No, but it makes me recall memories of things I was doing in 1981.
Yeah, makes right. It's like, oh, yeah, I should have killed myself in 81. You're right. Yeah, old time rock and roll. Another One Bites the Dust and Bad to the Bone.
Dog in Hotel California. That's a good one.
Yeah, yeah. How about
all the other ones that you've named?
All right,
Losing Lisa, Adam. You better work on your golf swing.
How about the Boys of Summer?
A great song too.
That's great. Yeah, great song.
I would love to hear what your 10 greatest choices are.
How about Dirty Laundry? Yeah, it's another one. All right,
let's go.
All right, I'm done. John.
Yep.
You're 16.
Okay. Okay, thanks for taking my call. I love you guys. I used to sneak up and watch your show. I listen to you every night.
You sneak out and do what, huh?
I used to sneak up and watch your show when it was on MTV.
Oh, sneak up. All right. What's up?
For about 3 or 4 years, I've been attracted to just messed up stuff like bestiality and incest and stuff, and I was wondering where
probably from watching our show when you're 12.
What was the first thing you said?
Bestiality.
What is that?
That's when guys Let's dress up as
no. another word for it.
Bestiality. Humping dogs.
Okay.
They would pick out a specific animal like cowiality or doggyality, but there's so many different ones to screw.
So you just
you
call
know
it
I mean?
Bestiality.
Yeah.
Okay.
You like that, right?
And there was more. It sounded like he was going to say a few more.
Mm-hmm.
Incest, he said.
And then, is there more?
No.
Or maybe that's enough.
That's enough.
Incest?
Yeah.
Were you a victim of some sort of abuse?
Not really, not that I know.
No one ever beat you or anything?
There was some, like, when I was under 5, I think we were spanked, just with, like, a belt, but that's about.
Okay, so you were physically, you were beaten.
I saw my mom
object.
Get hit a couple times, but.
All right, so it was violence in the home. You were beaten with an object. Were you sort of left to your own a lot at home? Were the parents not around? Were you like a latchkey kid?
No.
You weren't neglected?
What?
You weren't neglected?
No.
Yeah. All right.
Well, being beaten is enough, and seeing violence in the home is enough to get you going a little bit with this stuff.
Okay.
Where's my bourbon?
Mm. All right. How about a little therapy there, John?
Yeah, that'd probably be good.
That'd be a good thing. Now, you don't want to act out on any of this stuff, do you?
No.
Are you having trouble at school, trouble getting along, that sort of thing?
Kind of.
Yeah.
I got a lot of depression. I have panic attacks like once an hour. And, obsessive compulsive social disorders. And so.
You're in treatment, though, right?
Yeah, good time. So,
No, not yet.
Oh, you're going to... are you in school?
Yeah, I'm going to be when it starts.
I see. Not tonight, though. You're not in school. You're not calling from school right now?
No.
You're not under a desk? It's not that too
early? No, I don't think so.
You're not in homeroom. Okay. But you'll be going into the 11th grade?
10th.
10th grade.
Were you held back a year?
I went to school a year late.
Okay. And by the way, I don't look at it as held back. I look at everyone else pushed forward.
Yeah.
Everyone skipped a grade.
Yeah.
I just didn't skip with those posers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
You know what you do when people want to know, like nosy tons like Drew want to know if you're held back a grade?
What?
You tell everyone you're in Europe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
See, people do this. They got to learn this thing. They do this all the time. I haven't told this to people to do this in a while. They do that thing. When I was in the fourth grade, they held me back. It's like, I mean, all of a sudden, like you're dating a guy and you're like on a first date and whatever. And he's like, yeah, I graduated school when I was 19 or 20. You go, oh, what happened?
Yeah.
He goes, I was held back in the fifth grade. You think, okay, tarred.
I would rather hear. I went to Europe for a year.
My dad worked with a Swiss company, and so when I was seven, we were over there for about 18 months.
And then
I went from retard to international man of history, right? Like, oh, what are we doing over
there? That would work for me.
Right? Yeah, it's good country. I'd get back there once in a while. Speak a little of the language. Right, boom, you're in. Instead of tarred, right?
The Italian, German, and French, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Candace?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And let me tell you a horrible song I never have to hear again. Yeah. American Woman by Lenny Kravitz. Yeah. Man, does that song blow ass. God damn, does that song suck. The original Guess Who American Woman sucked badly. But that song, that Lenny Kravitz version of it, really blows. Okay. I'm just going to sit around and think of songs that suck ass. Drew, you ever hear American Woman by Lenny Kravitz?
Sucks ass.
Is it bad or not?
I don't think I've ever heard it.
Yeah, you have.
Have I?
Yeah.
You've heard the Guess Who version.
Yes, I've heard the Guess Who.
That song sucked in 1967,
that was
right?
Bad enough. But again, when I hear it, I'm evoked. I'm transported back to that time in my life.
Candace? Yeah, when you were depressed and your hair was all screwed up?
Oh, yes.
Candace?
Yeah.
Drew, all you do, you never want to go, but you don't want to go back 2 days in your life. What do you mean you want to go back 30
years? I wanted to go back. So that's
quiet
what that
down
does.
Then. Candace?
Uh-huh.
Poor 15? Candace.
Sorry, baby doll.
You
got to
pipe
up?
In. Get it in.
What's up?
All right. When I was like a few months old, my dad like sexually harassed my older half-sister. See, my mom was married twice, and we have separate fathers. Mm-hmm. And, like, she told my mom, and they called social services, and social services got involved, but they didn't believe my sister. They said she was making it up because they said she didn't like my dad. So
interesting.
Then when she was, I don't know, she was, like, between 14 and 16, he used to show her porn magazines, and he'd say, if you dyed your hair blonde, this is what you'd look like.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents got divorced when I was, like, nine. Yeah. And, like, this past year they've been going through this custody battle. Mm-hmm. And my mom has custody, but my younger sister and I are forced to see my dad. And I am scared to go visit my dad, and I don't know what I can do because no authorities will believe that he actually did this stuff.
Well, now,
this is your biological father, right?
Yes, this is my biological
father. How do you know that he actually did it?
I mean, I'd trust my sister with my life.
Your half-sister.
Wait a minute. When did you leave that household? When did they split up?
When I was nine, and I'm 15 now.
And when you were living with him in a day-in-day-out way, how were things?
What do you mean?
How did you feel about him when you were living with him?
What do you mean?
Well, like, I don't know. He used to hit my mom and stuff, so.
Okay. Were you scared to death of him?
I wouldn't say scared to death, but, like, I was afraid of him, yes.
Why did he never did anything to you, though?
No, he never did anything to me.
And you had a decent relationship. You were sort of functional.
Why do you think he didn't do anything to you?
I don't know, because...
Now, is there anything to make his behavior substantially more erratic now? Is he doing drugs? Is he drunk all the time? Is there anything to really destabilize things?
I don't know. He just... It was just always my older half-sister or my mom, I mean...
That he was really beaten up on?
Yeah.
Okay. Is he had any treatment?
The judge made him go to therapy.
Okay. And are these supervised visits, or are they just random? I mean, sort of scheduled visits at his house.
Like, we have to go to my dad's house every Wednesday from 3 to 8, and then That's every so other forced. Weekend we have to stay.
But you know what? Here's the deal. Definitely don't be alone with him. Definitely, you know, sort
of stay.
They
have to stay.
Stay the weekend.
Yeah. Well, how do you not be alone with the guy?
Well, there's two of them, right? You and your sister are both going to go?
Me and my younger sister.
Younger sister, yeah. And listen, just stay together.
Is he nice to you?
Let me just tell you something. In terms of your growth and development, it would be a very good thing if you could establish a reasonable relationship with your father. If he is anything...
But if she thinks he's a pedophile...
But he may not be, and if he's any kind of human being, if there's adequate structure and supervision with these structured visitations they're setting up,
yeah,
it is important for you to try to establish a relationship with your father. That would be a good thing, unless he's a total man.
Every 15-year-old.
Just don't be alone.
Every 15-year-old hates their dad.
Yeah.
But it's good. They'll let's see. My sister hated my dad from 15 to
today's Tuesday.
36.
Okay,
it's a short 21 years. 21 years. All right, I'm gonna go down the hall, see what's going on.
Get the playlist.
Maybe some more Eagles. Perhaps some John Mellencamp. Yeah. Lisa Durgan's here. We'll be back after this. Buddy, it's Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Lisa Durgan is our guest tonight. She is the host of Race to the Altar Wednesday nights on NBC.
Are you going to watch it tomorrow night?
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Look me in the eye.
Hell yeah.
TiVo. You'll TiVo it.
I'll TiVo it, yeah. Mm. No, and I'll be home. I'll be home tomorrow night. I'm going to watch you because I want to see if one of those couples drowns. I got a feeling one of them might.
Dr.
Yes?
Drew is watching it.
Tracy Lord's in here tomorrow night, and then Mark McGrath is in here from Sugar Ray. Yeah.
He's great. I just interviewed him.
He's good people. Yeah, he's funny.
Good
I like
times.
Him. Yeah, he's a really nice guy, too. I think he kind of prides himself on being a nice guy, mm-hmm. which is fine with me.
It's cool.
Deal with a lot of people that pride themselves on being a-holes. And he's smart. Mm-hmm. I like him. I'd do him. Drew, yes?
You'd do him?
Why not?
You did. Don't you remember?
Oh, you know what's great about him?
He's going to be angry.
He's had the same girlfriend for a long time before
he
even had any success, and he's still with the same girl.
In each town.
Oh, come on.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. He's a traveling man. He's made a lot of stops all over the world. A little Ricky Nelson for you there, buddy. All right. Drew, how is it you don't know anything about anything?
I think,
what happened?
He used to go to a garden party.
Oh!
Yeah.
Another Ricky Nelson song Drew pulled out there. Jeremy?
Yes, sir?
Lisa, you know Ricky Nelson?
No. Not my time.
She's not old enough.
Yeah. Never heard of him?
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Oh, okay. Jeremy?
Yeah.
You're 25?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, long story short, it's hard to stay... I guess basically I come quite easily with my wife now, and just curious if that's kind of the situation we're in, or if it's something on my own, in my own being that I can avoid or do something
different. This kind of reminds me of the Damon Wayans character in jail who's making up words as he talks. Take the pancreatectomy and go to the diabetology.
No, Jeremy, just ask your question.
People get nervous on the radio and they want to be eloquent. It's difficult.
No, it's a touchy subject.
How long does it take you to have an orgasm?
Oh, three pumps.
Three pumps?
Three pumps.
That's not bad. Is it in and out one, or is that one, two,
That's
three?
That's pretty quick.
There you go.
One, two, three.
Yeah, one, two, three.
So one in, one out, and then one in?
Yeah, that's about right.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say think about something else, but that's so quick, I don't even know if you have time.
I used to try the Whoopi Goldberg method, just picture Whoopi Goldberg, but it just doesn't quite work for me anymore.
Are we bogus here?
Yeah. Here's the thing. It's either it's bogus or we just don't feel like talking to him. One or the other. Let me think. Hey, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Think of an Eagles song. Think of Hotel California or something. Think of Bad to the Bone by George Thorogood. So you want to kill yourself and you'll lose your erection, but it'll slow down the busting of the nut. All right, Jeremy?
All right.
I don't know. Listen.
Oral sex.
Here's the thing. All right. Everyone thinks there's something you can do about something, and then we blame people when it happens.
Yeah, yeah.
So okay. Who does he have to blame?
That's the
God.
Point. Yeah,
God. That here's the deal. It's like, if people are fat, we blame them. Look at you. If people come too fast, we blame them. If people have skinny legs, we blame them. Yeah. It's like we blame everybody for stuff. But the reality is some guys go off in 3 pumps and some guys go off in 3 hours, and that's it.
That's just their biology.
That's right. Their biology. Yeah, it's like.
Well, if this is a bogus call, then that's one thing. But if he really is concerned about it, that's great. He wants to, you know.
Yeah.
But if his wife isn't complaining...
But here's the answer.
I'd be complaining.
All you can do if you're this guy is learn to go down. Gotta go down. You go down like
the clock begins. Clock
yeah,
begins
I get down
ticking there.
That's when I punch in. I punch that clock right down there. I use that to put my time card in. It's like the Flintstones. The bird bites it. Chink, chink. Put it right in. Stack it right up between Juan, Roberto, and Alvaro right on the thing there, and I get busy. I get busy and I'm on the clock. And then when I get to about minute 18, I come up top.
Minute and 18 seconds? That's,
no, no.
That's all?
Minute.
Number 18.
Minute 18.
Okay.
Minute 18.
Good, huh?
I go about straight 18.
Okay.
18 minutes. Go there. Then I finish her off up top. That's my
three pumps.
And some quixotomy, and we're done. I sneak that in so I can agree to it. I get it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's me, baby doll. Peter?
Yeah, hey.
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Drew, you're great. You're one of the reasons why I'm becoming a doctor. I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Adam, you're awesome. That's straightforward there.
Am I one of the reasons you want to become an asshole?
No, but I have an urgent question.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of serious. About a few nights ago, my girlfriend was giving me a hand job, and I didn't fully ejaculate, but it sort of like leaked out.
Right.
You know, I was still hard.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of like, you know how like sperm is thick, but this one was kind of like, I don't know, thin and it's like watery.
Mm-hmm.
So I wiped it off with my right and left hand. I wiped it off with my boxers. And then like a couple minutes later, I fingered her, you know, with my right and left
it's
hand.
It's old, this show. Yeah.
This is how you can tell we had a bogus call and a real call.
Right.
No,
right.
This is real.
It's
like,
kind of detail.
No,
we know
this
it's real.
Because you said right and left hand. You didn't even say hands.
That's his worrying
there's
because,
a third one we wouldn't know about.
And he's so anxious that he wants
right.
us to understand every
right.
detail of what happened.
Then, so you wiped off and the finger blasting began, yes?
Yeah. And then after that, like, I didn't know what I was doing because I was too caught up in the moment. And then when I came home, I got all worried. And then so on the internet, I was trying to find out, like, you know, the plan B, like hotlines, whatever, because
good.
I was still worried that, like, you know, that I did, you know.
When did this happen?
I talked to her, too, you know. I said, you know, I think, you know, I should go get, like, a plan B or something thing. And she was like, no, you're fine. And so, you know, I went on the internet.
You probably are fine. Peter, relax. Relax. Deep breath. Deep cleansing breath. You probably are fine. You really are, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But your sort of plan here to ask your girlfriend to take plan B is an excellent plan.
Yeah.
Because there's a theoretic possibility here, and it's remote, but it's a possibility.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not take that risk away and take the morning after pill?
Yeah.
Why not? You have 3 days to take it. When did this happen?
This happened about 2 nights ago.
All right, she can still do it.
So, like...
Do it. I mean, you're probably okay. I think the chances are very, very slim, but why not take that down to almost nothing?
Where do you get that plan B?
The pharmacy.
Parenthood. Pharmacy, Planned Parenthood.
All right.
In Washington State or... You're in Washington State or Washington, D.C.?
Washington State.
All right. You can get it, you know, without a prescription.
Yeah.
You're golden.
Yeah.
You're golden.
Yeah.
God, you live in the great state of Washington.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
And why do you guys do a little leak ahead of time? What is that all about?
We're excited.
That's just normal. I mean, why do women bleed every month?
18-year-old bad gaskets. Not me, though, baby.
Adam just doesn't even get aroused, so it's no problem.
Adam, as long as you're having sex, aren't you just happy about that?
Yeah, well, I'm dry. Drew has a bad gasket because he...
It's not bad.
Yeah, you normal. Froth. You froth. Normal. I don't froth. I'm dry as the salt flats on the end of the pecker. I can have a boner for a year. Nothing. Nothing dripping. I got a great gasket. Drew can't help it. Drew is such a man of passion. He's supreme
My
passion.
My chi flows out of me.
That he's like a dog when he hears a can opener. Just starts salivating. He can't help it. Can't help it. I'm a cool customer. I don't get that. You know what I mean? Drew ruined his pants. Drew went to a strip club, got a lap dance, ruined his pants.
No.
I think he would, yeah.
No, I don't think so.
I know guys who will bust a nut at a strip club.
You found that out a couple weeks ago. You were
multiple nuts.
Talk about anything else.
I couldn't believe it. It's like, I'm always like, why aren't you at the strip club right now?
You know what? There's something funny about strip clubs.
What about it? You been to one?
I've been to a few.
Mm-hmm.
What is the deal with the strippers that have, you know, the big shoes with the platform, but their toes hang over the edge? That is the most unattractive thing.
Guess what? There's never been a man on earth that has noticed that.
They don't look
that
down.
There's not a male on earth who has ever
Nobody
seen
looks
that.
Down.
Oh, come on.
Nobody looks down.
Man has never
They
seen
always
that.
Have on those plastic clear, cheap, there's $20 not a man on Hollywood earth. Boulevard shoes.
There's not a man on earth that could refute or confirm what you're saying.
No,
we can because when they get up on stage, they get up to eye level.
Did you see whether the toes were manicured properly or whether they hanging over the edge or not?
I don't got time for that.
No,
I'm busy.
Oh, I've seen
I got
it.
My game face on.
Some guys out there know what I'm talking about.
Mm. Good ball player doesn't know it's in the stands. You see what I'm saying? Focused on the game.
You don't look at the whole package?
No, I know what you're... Well, first off, I don't care if she has a prosthetic shin. So there's no whole package. Let me tell you something
Megan focused on parts.
You guys decided you loved shoes. We never signed off on the shoe thing.
I know
we
a lot of guys who are
shoes.
Who like a girl with sexy shoes on.
Half a fag at least, maybe three quarters.
Come on.
Please. Look, here's the deal. Women love shoes. And I think women have somehow spun it.
Ask the guys at the sports.
Women have spun it somehow that men must
I
like shoes or attracted
that...
to shoes. Guys don't give a rat's ass
so
about
nice.
Shoes.
That's not true. That's not true.
Look,
Tom Arnold.
We don't want you wearing a Wallabies that smell like like you step in cow ass. But other than that, we don't even know. Drew doesn't know. All he knows is his
you
wife spends
visual.
Way too much.
What are you talking about?
We're visual.
There's
that's right. We ain't looking down. We're looking up.
Gucci, sexy, strappy shoes. Am I right, guys out there?
Our stoner listeners don't even know who Gucci is. Gucci, that's the publisher.
You know
Penha.
It when you see it. Just a sexy pair of strappy shoes.
By the way, how weird is
I
it?
I want to agree with Lisa, by the way.
How
yes,
weird
Drew.
Was it? I mentioned Larry Flint last night being running for governor. No one would know it. Remember you said,
oh,
you said anybody
funny
could be,
to read about.
You said anybody could be governor. I said, even Larry Flint. I didn't know he was running for governor.
Oh, you didn't know that?
No.
He'll have a lot of votes.
Arbitrarily.
See, I think you must have heard it somewhere and not known.
You would think so, but I saw it in the paper this morning. I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, but it was all over the news yesterday.
I didn't listen to the news yesterday.
All right, but don't you sort of subscribe more to that theory that somewhere in the back of your mind?
I hope so.
You know how you don't listen to the radio when you're listening to the radio and I listen to the radio? That's why I'm going to kill myself when I hear American Woman by Lenny Kravitz.
I hope so. That's the only thing that makes sense to me.
No, that's why when you told me last night or whatever, I was agreeing
with
you.
Yeah, I didn't.
I thought you heard it.
No.
All right. You're clairvoyant. See if you can use those psychic powers of yours to quit punching the microphone, though. Let's put it to use. Put it to good use.
Lisa's had about an asshole.
Lisa's
about done.
On me tonight.
She's about done. Yeah.
Well, listen, your problem was liking Hotel California. That was the problem.
I know a lot of people that like
and
that
buying
song.
The best of Elvis Costello, only liking one song on
I don't
it. How
like
dare
Elvis
you?
Costello.
Oh, my God. You might as well just get a dunce cap.
All right, let's get some
That's
calls.
All that
calls.
Is.
Calls.
All right.
You're actually abusing the guest now.
I'm going to agree.
Get a dunce cap.
I don't like Elvis Costello.
Hey, she's entitled.
All right.
It's
I was going to agree.
I
was going to agree
stuff.
With you.
Who's
I was
going to
agree with you. Shut up. I was going to agree with you on the shoe thing for just 1 second. And Drew, yes, Drew is right that guys don't look at feet when we're in a strip club. But I'm right when you're sitting next to the stage and the stage is up to your shoulder and the chicks dance around, you do see those 8-inch Lucite wedgies.
But
shut up. I don't like them. I think they look creepy. They're weird. They're too tall. Drew, quiet down. It's like 70 lineal feet of Lucite shoved under this chick's foot. I'm always worried they're going to bust their ankle, by the way, because they're too high off the ground, and they do look very cheap. I would like a
They are cheap.
I'd
they're
like
$20 on Hollywood
pump.
Boulevard.
But she made a comment about how they fit.
Yeah, well, I don't notice that.
Not
no, guys notice that. Come on.
No,
I, okay,
not on
let me rephrase.
Not on
let me rephrase.
Your gay friends.
I've seen this town is filled, Los Angeles is filled with beautiful women, and I've, over the years, being a model, been at a casting and look look down, and all the feet, there's some gross feet out there.
Never
on beautiful
one.
Women.
No,
like that movie Boomerang, where he's in bed with the hot chick, and then he pulls the sheet up, and the feet are just claws, you know?
Yeah.
Come on, you guys. That's a funny scene.
Boomerang.
There's, again, people out there driving saying, I know what scene she's talking about.
That Washington movie?
No, Eddie Murphy.
Oh, Boomerang.
Oh, you don't remember that funny scene?
That's right. I got the black guy part right. Right, but listen, Drew, I don't care. We'll do a show. We'll do a good show tomorrow night.
Right.
Why don't you do a good show every night? You know what I mean? That's way too much pressure.
Right.
Okay, now listen to me. You do not, guys don't care what a foot looks like, and I'll tell you this. I'll tell you this right now. The difference, and Drew, feel free to disagree. And by the way, I do nothing but verbally abuse Drew all night long, and Drew frequently disagrees with me. Actually, way more than he should. No, not in spite of it. Well, yeah, the abuse that will come after
right.
you disagree. But Drew disagrees all the time.
Right.
Drew, tell me true or false. Let's say one woman is a 9. She's a good, solid 9. She's 9 plus. She's Lisa Durgan over here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good 9. Maybe a 10. Let's just say a 10 for this. I don't like saying 10. Let's say 9 plus
all
because
right.
it got to give everyone something to shoot for.
Yeah,
you know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
Good, solid 9 plus over Lisa Durgan. Horrible feet. Now, I'm not talking about 11 toes on one foot. I'm just talking about unattractive feet, not great-looking feet. And by the way, we don't even know what unattractive feet look
right.
like. But let's say
it's an ostrich
unattractive.
Leg. An ostrich leg.
Just a
hoof.
Not a hoof. Okay, not an ostrich leg, though, you jackal.
Yeah, ostrich foot.
Just a horrible foot. Horrible foot. Good. No, not a claw. I don't want to make it disgusting. I want to make this realistic.
All
let's
right.
make it realistic. Right.
I know what you're going to say. You're going to say it wouldn't matter.
No, I don't want to get into like mythical creatures
right,
of the Bible
right.
here, Drew. I just mean Lisa Durgan, good ugly foot.
Yeah.
Okay. Now you take a chick who's an 8, just one notch lower.
Yeah.
Maybe Lisa's 9 plus. This chick's a good solid 8. Beautiful feet. Exquisite feet.
Yeah.
Exquisite. Who are you more attracted to?
The feet will not.
Not even. No, even if you guys are half point apart and you have horrible feet, she has exquisite feet, still taking the one that's one point high.
Worse than that, wouldn't even register.
Wouldn't even,
no matter what, wouldn't even.
There you go.
That's all guys.
That's all guys. Except for a handful of guys who are gay and don't know it.
No, that's not true.
Absolutely.
Ask all the guys at the Best Damn Sports Show.
Yeah.
Just take a little poll there.
Watch. We'll find out.
Well, let's call Tom Arnold. Where's Tom?
Oh, Tom, I'm sure would like
Tom
sexy
is
feet.
Smoking 7 cigars at once right now.
You want to do something special on your wedding night. Have you ever licked his butt?
There you go. Rebecca?
Yeah?
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
Oh, I was just wondering if having a really bad relationship or no relationship with, like, a father figure will mess up dating for, like, life or whatever.
Well, it doesn't have to be a life sentence, but it will absolutely affect dating, of course, right? That's your model for who you are in relation to men, your dad,
okay.
and how you feel about men, and the kinds of unfinished business he's left you with
yeah.
is going to be a source of attraction towards your peers. And so you're going to kind of go for guys that aren't really available and
yep.
might not be so good. The choices might be not so good.
Oh, yeah. No. I was just wondering because I don't really have, like, a good father figure. And my parents got divorced when I was, like, 1, and I don't really like my stepdad at all. And they're getting divorced again. Mm. They were married for 10 years, and I've had, like, 2 relationships. And they were okay, but they ended, and it's like...
Stepdad, was he an alcoholic?
Like I can stay with anyone.
Rebecca, stepdad was an alcoholic, yes or no?
No.
Mm-hmm. Then I was going to say maybe some Alateen or something if you've been dealing with that. But otherwise, First of all, see if you can have a relationship.
Yeah.
Really kind of pay attention. The one caveat, one piece of advice I would give you is be careful for guys you're super attracted to.
I know, but it's true.
Because that's going to be the people that remind her of dad.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And so she's got a guy to go for the guys, maybe not quite so attractive to her, man, not so exciting.
Yeah, but how do you do that?
I know, it's hard,
you know,
but listen, if she can't, then she's got to get therapy.
All right, Rebecca.
Yeah?
Read books, listen to classical music, stay away from the Eagles, and go for walks, do some yoga, drink lots of water,
okay.
and don't get pregnant.
I won't.
All right. Good
yeah,
times
good
here,
advice.
Baby doll. I've been told I have nice feet, by the way, Drew.
Oh, that's not true.
That's what I've been told. I'm wearing sandals. I could show Lisa my feet, and really,
I don't think I want to see your feet.
I think you know why? Because you're scared you'd fall.
Nice feet and a good golf swing.
You'd fall in love with me. I'm going to show these are my feet.
Next call. You take your shoes off and take the next call.
I'm not wearing shoes. That's my problem. Oh, no looking. No peeking,
oh,
Lisa.
Oh, I saw a toe.
No peeking. No
peeking. I saw a toe.
That wasn't my toe. That was my penis. She thought it was my little toe.
I don't
I'm
going to
kill myself. Peek. No peeking. Nope. I'm going to show Lisa my feet.
Sarah, 24.
Sarah?
Hi.
Hi.
You're 24?
Yeah, I just had a baby. And so instead of having sex with my husband, I've been basically giving him a hand job.
How long ago did you have the baby?
He's just 2 weeks.
Ooh.
Barely. Oh, congratulations.
Yeah.
Did you have an episiotomy or a C-section or something?
No, I didn't. No, they told me not to go back to having sex until after 4 weeks.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
At least 4 weeks.
Didn't have an episiotomy, though.
No, I didn't have an episiotomy. I had one with my first child, but not with this one.
I see. Okay, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
But I did have some tearing and things, but it wasn't a episiotomy anyway.
All right, well, that's why I'm wondering why they told you to wait 4 weeks, because of the tearing, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just pipe up and say there was some tearing.
Right,
would you please, when he's bugging you?
All right, so go ahead.
So, well, anyway, when I give him a hand job, it's really odd because he has an orgasm. It seems like it's even better than normal, but he doesn't ejaculate, and I'm wondering why that happens.
Smokeless cigarette. Wow. That's got to be nice for you, by the way. I mean, it's nice for the comforter.
It doesn't bother me.
Is he on medication?
I know.
No, he's not on any medication.
How do you know? You just hear that poof? Like,
maybe he's shooting it and you just can't see where it's going.
Yeah,
no,
could be going up into the stratosphere, getting caught in the Gulf Stream or something.
He's holding it and it's dry.
Landing on your pants.
He's holding it? He's holding it?
Well, you know, I'm holding it and I'm jacking him off. And then...
Yeah. No. You would know if you're giving someone a hand. True. You know, like with me.
You have to show me the movement. Do you have to do that?
You know, Drew, when you're jacking me off with two hands.
Adam's a lefty.
Yeah.
He's completely dry. Yeah. I've done it 2 or 3 times. And
all right. Well, he's probably having something called a retrograde ejaculation where it goes back up into the bladder.
Yeah, maybe he's like sitting on his nuts.
Yeah, I don't know why he's having that. But be that as it may, look, he's only got to wait 4 weeks. You have 2 kids with him. For God's sake, just relax. Just stay focused on rearing these kids.
Well, maybe something's wrong. Have you asked him? Has he ever done this before?
Curious. No, I mean, it's never.
Now, here's what I'm asking. Like, you say to him, hey, nothing came out. What's up?
Yeah. That's basically, I'm like, nothing came out. And he's like,
what does he say? Yeah, he doesn't believe
nothing
it.
Came out. And I said, no. And we were filling around and nothing, you know, and it's happened more than once.
And he's surprised, and he doesn't say this has happened before or
no,
it's never happened.
Maybe he's masturbating.
No, it surprised him too.
Yeah. He's beaten off. Did he, he get some new porn or some new chick in the office?
No,
or?
He doesn't. No.
He doesn't beat off?
Nope. Not only with me. He lets me do it for him. So.
All right. Yeah, all right, Sarah. Good times there, baby doll.
All right.
He's fine. You're good. You save yourself a wet nap and a brownie. It's no problem.
I'd say she should enjoy it.
I would. I wish Drew was. Oh, well.
It's just, it beats the chowder. What was the
chowder on the nightstand? Yeah. I'm going to show Lisa my feet.
Go.
Yeah.
Right now.
All right.
I'm
you ready?
Scared. I didn't ask
fall.
To see them.
Yeah, but you may.
Can we put it up here?
You may. Well, I think that's good. I think I got to walk over there.
All right,
no, I mean, you may fall for me.
Is it going to be like monster feet on you?
They're not that bad.
They're nice. I only. See, now, Drew, you only know if your feet are nice if someone tells you they're nice, right?
They're not that bad.
They're nice. Well, that's
yeah,
what I'm told.
Your toes look like fingers, but that's okay.
Well, what do you want?
That's
to
weird.
Look like? What do you mean, that's
I'm
weird?
Just kidding. You've got nice feet.
Yeah, I'll give you a little profile. That's nice, right?
This is
I had a little hair, but just in the right places.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could do like foot modeling.
You actually really do have nice.
Where's
feet?
Where's the vomit sound? Where's the vomit sound?
You do have nice feet.
They're very nice, right? Now, look, like, imagine me modeling, like, sandals. Or
I don't think so.
I would have made a great Roman, though, right, Drew?
You're
Drew,
high
you
arches.
Talk at all?
I'm struck. I'm struck by the beauty. Right?
You actually do have nice feet for a guy.
Thank you. All right. So it's a little bit of a turn-on, right?
I will disagree with you forever on that one. Because
on
I think the way women's feet look is how they,
you have to realize
right.
something.
We love
men,
that's why
men's brains do not work the way but, women's do. And if you insist on thinking like, insisting that men think like women, men are going to seem very
I've had conversations with
gay
men
guys.
About this.
But,
no, they're not gay.
There is a subgroup of men that are completely focused
subgroup
on women's feet.
If you see
nice feet and...
Yeah.
You don't see anything else but the girls' feet, and they're nice,
I don't see
and
the
they're
feet.
Pedicured.
Don't see them.
It doesn't hurt. Look, I don't want to see corns and hair and cheese coming out of them. But it's just push. Like, put it this way. Drew, ever had a guy mention the feet when he's talking about a woman in any way, shape, or form?
Never.
Never happened. I mean, had 1,000 guys say, met a hot chick, great rack, beautiful face, like nice ass, beautiful hair, whatever. Hot chick. Never heard feet. Never heard. Now, you never had a guy mention feet either, have you? I met a beautiful woman. She's got beautiful, long, flowing hair, nice ass, and great feet.
Well, I hear them say it about my feet, so I think I know they're saying it.
Yeah, but your nice feet, you know what your nice feet are? It's just a nice little, you already got everything else going, and then this is just, it's like when you buy a beautiful car and they throw in a coffee mug. There you go. Galvin Ford, here you go.
There's no doubt that there are guys that are fetishistic
about older.
Right.
All right.
But you know what I mean? There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, but I'm not mistaking it for that.
All right. Now Drew's upset.
No.
Drew's angry now.
No.
All right, we got to take a break. Drew and I got to go to the bathroom.
Together?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. At least Durgan here tonight. Race to the altar.
He's gay.
She uses those feet to race to the altar, everybody. Thank you. Wednesday nights, 8 o'clock. I'm going to let you think about my feet a little bit while I'm gone.
They were nice.
Yeah. Anne may have to get something to put down on the chair. Oh, yes. It's happened before. God. We'll be back. Hey everybody, it's Loveline.
Pews on. What?
You didn't have the paper out.
It's always like the sound. Why is that playing anymore?
Hey, because you started too late. Too busy showing your book to the film crew in here.
No, I started right on time.
You dove for your notebook right at
that. I got the music out.
All right. I don't know. Anderson, what do you think? What do you give Drew's effort there?
As a 2 at most.
2?
I'm sick of it. I want to erase it.
2 out of 100?
What? What's the matter with you?
No, Anderson's right. This man speaks the truth. He's a genius.
You embarrass yourself.
Yeah. That's coming from Adam Proudfoot Garola. It's my Indian name. My beautiful, proud feet. Lisa Durgan.
That's crazy talk.
Lisa Durgan. Drew knows what you're talking about when
you
do it.
Would...
I get a kick out of you, yes. Lisa Durgan is our guest tonight. Race to the Altar is the name of the show. Tomorrow night, NBC, 8 o'clock. That is primetime network crap.
Can you believe it? 8 to 9.
I know. I always believed in you. Drew didn't. I believe in you. I remember when we met you 8 months ago, I said, hey, this woman, she has it. It is what I said. And Drew disagreed, but I defended you. And then I spoke of your feet and your shoes.
It is.
I'll give you another shot of my feet a little later on. Okay.
He's out in the hall showing all the men, interestingly, his feet.
They were nice feet. I do have to give credit where credit's due.
Yep. Aaron?
Foot model.
Yeah. You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
I have been dating, actually, he's my boyfriend now for 3 months. He's 19, and the first time we had sex, it really hurt, and I told him that.
Was this the first time you'd ever had sex with anybody?
Oh, no. Just with him.
Right.
And I don't know. I was thinking that because I hadn't had sex for, you know, a while before him, that it was just sex. So I told him about it, and he was like, oh, well, you know, I'll be careful or tell me if it starts hurting again. So the next time we had sex, it did hurt. So I told him, and then just to be safe, we went down to a clinic and got tested, and we're both fine. And we always use condoms, so we're good in that.
You're using condoms?
Yeah, we always use protection.
And is it the same brand that you're used to using? Is there anything about the condom?
Yeah, it's...
All right, what's the question?
So I went away for a vacation to visit my dad, and then I came back, and we had sex again, and it just hurt, like, every time. So we've had sex a couple more times, and it's just hurting every time, and I don't know what it is.
Okay, so Drew, I figured out that it hurts when she has sex. That would be her question.
Repeatedly.
So did she say it's always hurted or just started?
No, with him, it's always hurted. Like, before, I've
All right, it's always hurt. Okay. All right. So either there's sort of,
I know what she needs.
What
to
is
do.
It? What do you need?
Relax.
Well, there needs to be a lot more foreplay for her.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, I'm going to write that down. What was that called? Is that for, like, golf? Like,
whenever you guys
for,
think
for,
you've done enough foreplay, do a little bit more.
All right, so I get to 30 seconds, I'll go to a minute.
If you're only given 30 seconds of foreplay,
it's a good 30. It's a solid 30.
That's the thing, though, is we tried that, but it doesn't hurt, like, it doesn't hurt on the outside. It, like, hurts inside. So that's why I'm mainly concerned.
Hurts with deeper penetration then, right?
Exactly. And, like, not necessarily the deepest, but when he goes in, you know, when we're, when he's getting to climax or when I'm getting ready to climax, you know, it's fast or whatever. And that's when it hurts. It's, like, inside. So I don't know.
And you had a pelvic exam when you guys were both checked out, right?
Yeah. I mean, it was just for, like...
size? That's
is he big?
I think he is, but, I mean, that could be it.
All right, well, you could have, I don't know. She could have told us that at the beginning.
Well, she's not saying he's grotesquely large.
Yeah, but listen,
he's
I think
not,
you,
he's
did
not,
you see, did,
not
Aaron, did you see a gynecologist?
No.
You need to see a gynecologist because there could be an infection still. There could be endometriosis. There could be other structural problems that might not have gotten picked up. So.
But I agree with, what was that thing called?
Foreplay.
Foreplay?
Yeah.
Now that's F-O-R, F-O-U-R.
Adam has made a F-O-R-E. Career out of avoiding things like that.
Foreplay. Three words? How many words is that, Drew? Is that one word?
I think it's a French word.
It's one word.
All right, so do that. And what would that include?
A lot of stuff.
Well, oral sex.
Sure.
Diddling.
Well, that's not foreplay.
Diddling.
No, that's
for me,
the clock
I
it's ticking,
just
but.
Getting the girl to catch up to where the men
right.
already.
Right. Get her warmed up. But I'll right. what I'll do is I'll take my shoes off and roll my pants cuff up like I'm walking in the beach. You know what I mean? And I'll just strut. I'll just go back and forth.
At your feet.
Just to get the juices flowing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yep. And then dive right in. Mary.
Yes.
You're 21 years old?
Yes, sir.
You like feet?
Feet?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. What's up there, baby doll?
I would like to know if alcoholics and addicts go out of their way to make people miserable.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
But usually the disease is sufficient to make you miserable all on its own.
That's what I
Yeah, but make other people miserable.
It'll make other people miserable. It's like, listen.
Well, you being miserable will make other people miserable
well,
if they have to be around
you. Especially
when
you're acting out. But it's like calling Mary and saying, my brother has cancer. It's upsetting me and making me miserable. Is he doing it on purpose?
No.
Yes. He's 29.
Yes, it's the same thing.
True. Have you ever made an example that anyone has gotten or understood?
Not one of our callers. No.
All right, that's what's your payback for you crapping on all my good examples. No, they act out, but not always when they're as part of their disease. I mean, they can oftentimes. They consume other people.
Going 2,500 miles out of their way to make somebody miserable.
Give me an example.
Well, my brother is 29, and he's always had problems and. There's been major family issues within the last few years, and he moved up here, and he ended up going to rehab for 30 days because he attacked my dad one day.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And my mom, I don't live at home, but he came back to the house, and he's delusional. He makes up all these crazy stories, and he...
Do you think he's doing that on purpose? Like,
well,
he's willfully doing
no,
that?
No, I don't. I think he's just delusional because
he's sick. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. He's ill.
He's making up, stories that there's no way they could be possible. And
yeah, he's ill. He needs help. He needs to be back in the hospital.
Everyone's treating him like he's a 13-year-old boy, and he's just.
That is the mistake.
All of my family. I mean, it's mainly my mom. He has issues
all right.
with my mom.
Mary, so everyone in the family needs to go to Al-Anon and get an Al-Anon sponsor.
But that's just more crap they got to do because of him.
Well. Or cut him out of your life. Those
Mary,
are your options.
Do you
participate?
Do you live at home?
No, I don't. I moved out.
But if you do not go to Al-Anon and you maintain a relationship with him, you will.
I don't want a relationship with him.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. You're done. But your family needs to go, or they will continue to enable his disease. I guarantee it.
Yeah, that's what the problem is. But
then they need to go.
My mom's not accepting that she's not saying that there might be a problem. It's, it's just because of the disease. You know, he's going out of it. It's not just like the alcohol. I mean, even when he's not on the drugs, he's just
okay.
Doing things
to
make everybody
miserable. Shut up. Here's the deal.
I'm sorry.
Your brother could be an a-hole.
He is.
Sober or not. There's plenty of people that are a-holes, and then they get drunk, and they're bigger a-holes, so they get high, and they're bigger a-holes.
Mm-hmm. But now, they're blaming.
Okay,
what
you don't like your brother, you don't like all the attention he's getting, and you're resenting him for consuming your family and ruining your parents.
No, they were fine. A long time ago.
Okay, listen, you don't like your parents, you don't like your brother, you're out of the house, so screw them.
Walk away.
Yeah, just don't show up that often. Just wash your hands. It's easy to do.
Well, the problem is that my sister is still there, and she has to deal with it too. And
is your brother's living at home now?
Yeah, he moved back home. He moved back home because.
All right. How about you hire a drifter to kill him? I tell my dad I'm going to do that all the time.
To him,
he straightens right up. Yeah. Sometimes I tell him I'll do it myself, but I'm going to get my hands dirty, and I'm wearing a new pair of shoes. You know,
looks
beautiful feet in those. Yeah.
Get them to the proper care.
How old is your sister?
She's 18 now.
She needs to get out.
Yeah. She needs to either get out or she also needs to go to some support groups.
The main problem is that one of my other brothers died a few years ago, and so the whole issue is like, well, we're taking care of him because we don't want to lose another.
How'd your other brother die?
He was sick down south, and they really didn't know what the heck to do, and they couldn't fix him, and he was in the hospital for 6 weeks, and then one
with
day...
With what?
They don't know what happened. He was a diver down in the Gulf, and they don't know what happened.
Okay.
And they just...
Well, listen, Mary, the fantasy that particularly the mothers always have is that if they don't intervene, the child's going to die. That is what kills them. Ironically enough. They believe if they don't somehow control and, sort of try to help them manage their disease, the child's going to die. That's the fantasy.
Right. And then you said that's what kills them.
Ironically, the mother's insistence upon being there ends up enabling them and ultimately killing
them. Well, that's what I said. Yeah. All right.
You guys
are like an old married couple, I swear.
Yeah. You want to see my feet? A little bit.
During the break.
I'm going to show you one. I'll show you one foot.
Not anymore.
Just one foot. Yeah, you say that.
The bloom is off the rose, Adam.
No. I know. They're all the same way. They're like, oh, I don't need your feet anymore. I've seen nicer feet than that. Ankles do nothing for me. But then I pull it out, and it's like, they melt. They melt like butter.
Let's just see. Is this adequate foreplay? And go.
Okay, ready? You ready? I'm going to do my feet then.
Okay. Drew. This is Adam.
Drew, let me explain something.
I'll talk.
The microphone's
talk.
Here. Yeah, my mouth will be over there, so you'll need to talk.
They can hear you. Part of the thing is they will hear you when you're talking across the room. Right. Be that as it may, Adam is now performing foreplay.
Here's the foreplay.
For Lisa.
Rolling up this.
No, they don't need to see that. Come on. You're looking
so
cool.
This is supposed to turn me on.
Adam, be cool. Here he goes. He's now sauntering across the room here. Lisa's looking, reacting, smiling, cringing.
He's putting him up on the
stretching.
Yeah. I don't know.
Get your hands off your hips, for God's sake.
Yeah, you're doing that gay Barbizon pose, looking at your watch.
All right, we're going to break. Let's get out of here. Yeah, we're done. Be right back.
You lost your calling.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Gracie Lords will be in here tomorrow night. Lisa Durgan is in here tonight. She is on Race to the Altar. She hosts that whole show. Oh, yeah. That's ABC. No, it's NBC. Yeah. NBC, 8 o'clock, Wednesday nights, everybody. That would be tomorrow night for most of you. And I'm going to watch. I'm not even going to TiVo. I'm going to watch real time.
Real time.
Mm-hmm. Woo. That's a commitment. You're going to put your feet up.
Yeah. I have a velvet pillow that I actually keep them on when I'm at home.
That and his little Pekingese dogs that climb.
Yeah.
There you go.
Lloyd's,
no, I think you'll like
insured
it.
Insured them, yeah. Yeah. Oh, no.
The physical challenges guys love because it's like Fear Factor.
Yeah, what is tomorrow? They get thrown in with a ball and chain in the tank?
Tomorrow night, I can't tell you too much.
Well,
ahead
I saw
of time.
It on the commercial.
There's a lot on the commercial that
happens
the next eight
that.
Episodes.
Oh, but do they go into the tank tomorrow night with the chain on them?
I think that could be tomorrow night. Yeah. You know what? Yeah.
They were because they were promoting it.
Yeah. Well, ball and chain.
Yeah.
That is the physical challenge. And then the mental game actually is sometimes harder for some of these couples.
What is it tomorrow?
Overcoming Parkinson's.
I don't know which one it'll be tomorrow night. We shot so many. The thing is, sometimes the physical challenge is more difficult the mental challenge is more difficult than the physical because you think you know your partner and what they're going to answer and say.
Right.
And you didn't know them at all.
I would immediately just backhand my wife and call it a bitch.
I caused a lot of fights with some of the things that I I brought up, because it's like, you know, the Newlywed Game 2003 version. So I'm asking things about infidelity and.
Ooh. Shows, you know, there's all these shows now where they take a guy, he's engaged, and then he, like, they send him to an elevator, and a chick that looks like Lisa Durgan, like, comes up to him, starts rubbing his shoulder, and is like, hey, you want my phone number? Do you like to party? And every guy under the sun is like, yeah, I like to party. And then they call the guy back in, and they show the tape to him while he's standing there next to his fiance.
Our show doesn't do that.
I know. I don't even know what show it is, but 100%.
Oh, wait a minute.
Of straight guys.
That was caught red-handed.
How
that was a show that you did.
Wait a minute. Maybe he's right.
No, but that's why our reality show is different, because we're not trying to make people fall in love, you know, for the whole world to see with cameras on. These are already engaged couples. There's a lot of stress involved with the moment that we pluck them out of their world. So,
well, I'll tell you, whenever me and my wife get into it and she gets a little uppity, I you want to see the feet? You want to see the feet again? You want to lose foot privilege?
Adam,
and she always shuts up.
You could register your hands as a weapon.
Right.
And your feet could be insured.
Yeah. It's like weapons for hands, shrines for feet.
Yeah.
Oh, how amazing.
The ultimate
mail. Yeah. Be great. Emily?
Yeah. Hello?
Go ahead. The feet are more powerful than you are. You must give in to the foot, Lisa.
I don't have a fetish with feet.
You'll give in to the foot.
What's up, Emily?
Like nice feet.
Emily, you will worship
Emily.
The foot.
Emily.
You're lucky. I have a foot fetish.
Okay.
See?
All right.
You would give in, too.
Oh, yes.
16. Here we go, Emily. And your question is...
Okay. I had anal sex about a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just, you know, wondering if I could get pregnant from that.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
How would that work?
Many. Exactly. Well, Drew, you're an ass baby, are you not?
Yeah, keep calling me a turd. I didn't realize that was an allusion to that. But
yeah, you know. What percentage of people walking around the planet you figure were born that way?
Let's see. Stress for everybody.
I'm asking Emily. What do you think? 10%, 20%,
something like that. Yeah,
somewhere in the
maybe zero.
Somewhere in the mid-teens,
maybe zero.
But now, it's close enough. So if there's leakage,
Are you thinking leakage, or are you thinking?
No condom.
But I know. I'm not sure if Emily is doing the leakage math.
Well,
there.
It's close enough to where she could get pregnant.
Yeah, it would. There have to be a pretty stiff breeze blowing in that room.
Pretty unlikely.
Okay.
I mean, got that ceiling fan going pretty good.
Pretty unlikely.
Right.
But technically possible.
Technically possible, but pretty unlikely, Emily. Okay.
Okay. Well. Yeah. And I had another question. My brother, he
abused you.
Excuse me?
Go ahead.
Okay. No, my brother, he's been having a tough time and coming home and doing what he's supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight, my mom she completely had it, and she locked him out of the house, put a sleeping bag outside for him to sleep because we've
Whoa.
Been dealing with this.
That's a nice touch, isn't it?
What you been doing? Hanging out
for
with my stepmom?
No, for months on end, he hasn't come home when he's supposed to, and we've worried about him for hours.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How old is he?
10.
10?
He's 10.
Just put him outside.
And oh, my God. You should call social services, Emily.
No. We're doing that.
Where's your dad?
Oh, he's still here. My parents are married.
Listen, that is serious stuff with a 10-year-old.
Didn't your dad take control of the situation?
My mom is, like, the primary person. But, you know, she's home all the time. And
Your dad doesn't discipline him?
No, he does, but he's more of the sweetheart kind of dad.
Well, yeah.
Does your mom beat the kid or something?
No, she doesn't beat my brother. Not even.
Right, something is horribly, horribly wrong.
He leaves for hours on end, and we're scared to death that he's going to end up.
Okay, well, listen. He needs to be. He needs to be contained.
Yeah, you need help with this. I mean, there needs.
We're getting counseling. Getting counseling and everything.
All right.
You know, we were adopted, and we're getting counseling from
there.
Okay,
listen, Emily. Yeah. You focus on what you do best, which is the. You know, the butt stuff, and let your parents and the authorities take care of your brother.
Out of curiosity,
that's not your job.
How old was your brother when he was adopted?
Actually, he was 11 days old.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Mm,
so, all right.
But, I mean...
Drew, you got any more theories?
Yeah.
All right. Emily.
Yeah.
Don't get so focus on yourself, your life. Stop having the butt love. You're 16. Do well in school. Find Jesus Christ. Start listening to some classical music. Work on yourself. Don't freak out over your brother. I know it's disturbing, but that's his thing. It's not your job.
Stay with the counseling.
Yeah.
That's right.
You need help with this boy.
Yeah.
All right. Mm. Sad.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Okay, quickly, Jenny, come on.
Where are we going? Let's speak to Jenny.
Pick a good one.
In a minute.
Jenny?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yeah.
You've never had an orgasm despite sex and frequent masturbation?
I've tried everything.
Okay.
At 17, that's not so unusual, okay? And this, again, the difference between men and women. The men would just probably stop having sex and do something else.
There's no orgasm?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, we'd do anything.
Yeah, I'd do something else.
Right. Oh, my God, I could be a surgeon or speak Japanese. I speak like fluent Mandarin or something. Think about it, I would sail around the world. I'd do anything. So, what'd you do? You stopped beating off? Yes, I built an old replica of a sailing ship, a tall mast ship, and I sailed it myself around the world. Learned 18 languages and the cello along the way.
Maybe it's just putting too much pressure on herself.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe get a the guys you're having sex with, you have a relationship with them?
I used to. We just broke up a little while ago.
All right. And yeah, just take your time with this.
You get your groove.
This is kind of normal.
I'll tell you what. If things really haven't started in a couple of years, you call me. I'll show you my feet. All right.
Okay.
That'll kick. That can kickstart a woman.
You should literally kickstart.
Can get a woman going. Sure, my feet's like pulling the ripcord on an outboard motor. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
It didn't get me going. But
it did. No, it did a little bit. A little bit.
She just embarrassed
me. It was that gay walk you did with it.
That turned you on too, right? That's called presentation,
the
okay?
Hands on the hips.
Hands on the hips. Because
and looking at the fake watch.
There's no... Oh, you're right. There wasn't a watch there. Okay. Usually I pull up my fake blueprints and look at them with a friend who's not there. That's my other one. It's my modeling pose. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back after this. That's it. I got to say, I went down the hall, heard a little Peter Gabriel and some Zeppelin. So apparently the classic rock picks up as the night wears on.
I got to say.
5 a.m., we may be in good shape. What's that?
I like the Coldplay we just had there.
Yeah, I like Coldplay.
I just bought that CD like 3 days ago.
Good song. And we really love that song because it always signifies the end of the show. But I like that song. Okay, so there's a great place to go out on. We can agree on Coldplay.
Yeah.
And you're joining it. We can agree that I have exquisite feet.
Yeah.
Lisa Durgan, genius, everybody. Race to the Altar, name of her show, Wednesday nights on NBC. That's tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. And also catch her on Best Damn Sports Show, period. Great to see you again, baby.
Thank you for having me back.
You come back anytime you like. Thanks for putting up for Drew. And I should say with Drew, Tracy Lords tomorrow night. That ought to be interesting. And so until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. They're like, oh, I don't need your feet anymore. I've seen nicer feet than that. Oh, ankles do nothing for me. But then I pull it out and it's like, they melt.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.